My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Transacting. Monies.
I like cash transactions.
Finances.
If it's someone that I don't know, I want cash.
And
I'm an old man and I'm skeptical of the fancy electronics.
Have you ever done many Bitcoin transactions?
No, never done a one.
Any of those? Yeah.
No.
Those are nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
Because they keep saying, you know, they'll say it's like the most secure thing ever.
Yeah.
But if you've ever done any of the moving of that currency, it's just like gone from your account.
And then you're waiting for it to go
through.
And then
you just wait for it.
And you're like, I am going to get that, right?
Yeah.
It is going to show up here, right?
Yeah, because you just, I mean, you just don't trust. Like, there could be some Russian guy going, God, look at this idiot. I'm taking his Bitcoin, you know, because he's transferring it from the wallet to Coinbase or whatever, you know. You have it in a secure wallet in Coinbase, or you pay for something with it.
Yeah.
So you have to transfer it out of the wallet. And it's really, it's super simple to do. But the however long it takes for it to go from the place you're sending it to the from where it was to where it's going to be is nerve-wracking.
Right?
Because it does it's not instant. It's like, you know, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes depending on the blockchain, and it's like I don't know.
See? Is it just again, it's an old man thing, but you just want to know that you have the money in your hand. And that's why the digital thing, and maybe kids aren't, the kids will never be this way, but
the
but for us olds,
damn it,
I think that will jam us up for a while. Hey, Colorado got a stop finally. It's the first time North Dakota State has punted.
The average salary that Americans say would make them happy is $94,696.
Oh, okay.
According to a moneyzine.com survey.
So what Ryan Buckley makes. That big Ryan Buckley
money. Yeah.
Buckley makes 95 G's a year doing that.
I think from his dad.
It's good to be privileged.
Yeah. I wouldn't know.
It's good to be privileged. But research shows that money can't buy happiness, Jason.
Lies.
Happy people are just more successful.
Don't know if I buy this. Where's this study from?
Tammy Muller is a happiness trainer.
There's a happiness trainer.
And positive psychology coach who has studied the science of happiness for the past 5 years. And through studying the topic, she has learned that the treadmill of chasing happiness by trying to land the best job or make the most money isn't an accurate way to attain it.
Yeah, I can see that.
She says happy people make more money, have better relationships, and are more successful in life, not vice versa. You can be happy now, and at the same time, you can save money. This is really active acceptance, she adds. Unless you're using money to buy experiences, get extra time, or donate to others, it cannot buy you happiness. Social scientist and happiness expert Arthur C. Brooks teaches in his Harvard course about managing happiness.
All right, but at the same time, allow me to tell Harvard boy to cram it, because Yes. He just said, unless you're buying experiences. When you have money, you get to buy really cool experiences. Way better experiences than when you don't have any money. And it's also really hard for me to take these things seriously because, well, yes, just because you have money doesn't mean that you're happy. But when you meet someone that's struggling to pay their bills on a week-to-week basis and are worried about being evicted and are working three jobs to make ends meet, it's really easy for the a-hole with money to say that that person should just be happy. I mean, that's... There's varying degrees.
I think what they're saying
there's varying
is
degrees to this.
Happiness... They're saying work on happiness. Stop chasing the money.
But again,
and then the money comes.
I would say that there's a difference between chasing money and chasing a quality of life.
Right. Like just basic living.
But it is true that when you travel places, it's interesting to see you'll go places where the people don't have much of anything and they're way happier.
Oh, yeah.
than people you know that are doing really well.
They don't know any different.
No. That is 100% true. So that aspect of, you know, money doesn't buy happiness, that I will totally buy into because I've seen it time and time again when I traveled. Some of the people that have nothing are the most genuine, hospitable, happy people you'll ever come across, and they've got nothing.
This guy says, Art C. Brooks, who you're scoffing at.
Yes, a little bit.
He says, choosing to engage in practices like building strong social connections and finding a purpose that fuels you is what actually leads to happiness and fulfillment. Not achieving a specific financial goal, but being happier in life can lead to financial increases and success. Happiness is the thing that's actually causing us to succeed.
Yeah, I don't know. Because I know a lot of miserable people that are really successful, and misery drives them. Like, they're so competitive. And they're not happy people at all, but they are the most... just Michael Jordan-esque F you, I will win, and they're never happy. So that, I don't know. I don't know if I buy this.
A 2005 systematic review of 225 papers found that being happy can lead to success in different areas of life, including income and health. And when it comes to having better relationships, the happiest people who live the longest prioritize and strengthen their personal connections often.
That again, I'm on board with like half of what what these people are selling.
I'm gonna go 75%.
75%?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the 25.
I'm not just, that far. I'll go 60 maybe.
It's just hard because it's different for everybody.
Yeah. Well, there's some
people who just can't make ends meet.
Yeah, and that's why I'm always careful with the
Buckley.
It's easy for the person that has money to say that money doesn't matter. It's like. The one that I always bring up is Will Smith's stupid kid. When he gave some interview a couple years ago, and he goes, well, I have one shirt and one pair of shoes. And, you know, I found that that's all I need. And you're like, hey, D-bag, you also have a $30 million trust fund. Yeah, you may have one shirt. By the way, that shirt costs more than most people's car. And you're an asshat because you can buy whatever you want. Go find the dude that's the migrant worker that literally has one shirt because that's what he can afford. And ask that guy if he feels content that he has one shirt or that he wants to brag about it. So it's easy to say that money doesn't matter when you have money. It's a whole other animal.
Well, I don't think they're saying money doesn't matter, but they're just saying happiness leads to more money. Happier people make more money.
This Vancouver Ford text line text boils it down pretty well. It says, it boils down to have enough money to have your needs met and happiness comes easy. It's easier to be happier when your bills are paid.
Yes. There right. was,
and that's what you're saying.
That's
which is
what
why
I'm
the
saying.
20 I put that in the 25% category.
Yeah. There was this was a number of years ago. So this cuz you said 94,000?
Yeah.
I was talking to and we knew this guy. He used to run a food cart. Down by our old building. He's a good dude. Clint.
Yeah. I golf with Clint.
He's a great guy.
Great guy.
And we were talking one day. We were sitting down over...
he owns the Sandbar out in Sandy now.
Is that
good,
what he...
Good barbecue joint.
Okay.
Yeah, he opened up a brick and mortar.
Yeah, he was a great guy.
The man can make a brisket.
Yes, he can. And he would take a couple months off and go travel. And we were talking one day and we were asking about kind of his life, and I was like, man, you just go for like 3-4 months? He goes, yeah. He goes, you know, I have to kind of watch my pennies. But he brought up, and I've heard this, a number of years ago, I think the number was like $74,000 there was a number, and they said that anything after $74,000 doesn't make you happier. They said once you get to, at that point, that was the number, and I think that probably goes down to basic life. At that moment in time, that amount of money, you paid your bills, you had a roof over your head, you had enough to save a little bit, that there was not a difference in happiness between someone that made 74 and someone that made 374, right? Like that, I believe. But to the person that's making $12,000, I think there is an enormous happiness gap between the person making 100 and the person making 20.
Yes, but I think, you know, to take this one step further, you mentioned it. We have a real strange obsession with money and finances and things in our country.
Yep.
And you talked about the people who don't have that are much happier.
Yep.
I think that's what they're saying. Yeah. It's like, look, and it's cultural, right? Mm-hmm. So if you grew up in the U.S. and you don't have anything, you're going to be less happy.
Yeah.
If you grew up in India and you don't have anything, you may be happy as a clam.
You just don't know any different.
Because you're not chasing that carrot that America tells you you need to chase.
Yep.
So it's that. It's very, in other words, that's why I go 75%. I mean, maybe even up to 81% here, 81.7% on what they're saying. Because it really is, it's expensive here, mm-hmm. but you don't have to keep up with the Joneses like everyone thinks you do.
No, you do not.
You know, that's all manufactured.
Well, there was a... back when I was a member of the faith, the church had its own welfare program. And I had a friend of mine that was high up in that. And they had they have their own welfare system, basically. Like, if you're on hard times, you can go and you can get assistance from the church. But they kind of make you do like an audit, right? They don't just give you money. You have to go through. And I had a friend of mine that was involved in that process. And he would often, nothing specific, no names or anything, but he goes, you'd be amazed at the number of times that someone would come in and say, hey, I lost my job or, you know, blah, 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 whatever. And I could really use some assistance. And they would offer, you know, they have their own food and they had like a food bank. They call it it was like their own food bank, and they would give them food and all this. But if you wanted financial assistance, you had to open up your books a little bit. And there were people that wanted help paying a mortgage, but had $1,500 in car payments. Right. And so they were like, well, this is fine. Like, we can help with this, but you need to sell your cars.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, no, I need my cars. And they'd be like, yeah, my buddy would be like, yeah, we understand you need a car to get around, but you don't need a Cadillac Escalade and you don't need a 3 Series BMW. Like, you need to sell those and take that and then pay in cash and buy, you know, cheap cars, or maybe get down to one car and then use public transit. And people would get livid that they were like, well, you can't, don't tell me what I need. And, but you're asking someone to help you with money. And it's that kind of weird, like you said, chasing the like, I need that car. No, you don't. You want that car. You don't even need a car. You certainly don't need an expensive car. But that, you know, living above our means, that like might be the American way. that may be the most American thing of all time.
Yeah.
Living outside of our means for the purposes of the visual that it causes.
Yes, we're like, very showy that way. Yeah. That was what that guy from the German guy, remember, he said he visited. We did this last week.
Yep.
He put out a thread on Twitter. He visited Vegas and New York City, and he put out a thread on Twitter about his observations of Americans, and one of them was, wow, you guys are really showy about, you talk about money, everything's like what I have, what I make, and we're very blingy.
Well, the richest man in the world...
It's just not true in other parts of the world.
No, the richest man in the world, it keeps going back and forth, but the, you know, Bezos and the other guy, he's the guy that owns all those luxury brands, like Louis Vuitton and stuff. And I saw an article, I think it was in the Wall Street Journal, or it might have been in the New Yorker, one of those, and they had a guy in there, and they said that the greatest... thing that those luxury brands that this guy did was convince non-rich people to be rich. And that he was saying that really, really wealthy people don't walk around with Louis Vuitton bags. Like, the really, really rich people don't, their stuff is way more understated.
They said, like, the people that aspire to be and are one step below that kind of?
Yeah, they said that there's been this boom over the last 10 years in these luxury goods, like these high-end brands, and it's not people of great wealth that are driving that huge uptick. It's the middle-class person that saves up a little money and is like, hey, I've got a couple grand, and then they buy a purse with it. Or they buy a bag with it.
Someone who doesn't have the means that's desperate for the status symbol.
Yes, and that is what's driving those luxury goods. And I found that fascinating, that is now the... Because it used to be those things only marketed to the uber wealthy, and they are not anymore. They are being marketed to the middle class, and the middle class eats it up. Because if you're middle class, but hey, I've got a, you know, I've got this bag that's, you know, expensive as hell, or I've got these shoes, then it makes you feel, makes you feel...
Yeah, it probably makes you feel... that you're doing better than you are, and exactly. It probably
hurts you.
You want to show,
yep,
that you are in a certain, because we do that. We size each other up that way.
Yeah,
yep. Over here it's really weird,
and it matters to us.
All right, we got to run. Next topic. Would you like to know which American cities consume the most weed?
No, all right. Go Portland.
Would you like to know that?
Yeah.
Do you think Portland's one of them?
Nah.
Really?
I don't think so. Population?
Per capita.
Oh, per capita. Yeah, we're up there.
Okay.
We're up there.
Let's go to Buck with sports.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Tonight, what?
Huh?
What are you doing? What?
Yeah. Ain't nobody got time for that.
That was an interesting point. Someone on the YouTube chat.
Yeah,
not
YouTube.
The Vancouver
hey,
text
wait.
Line.
How do you have access to the YouTube chat?
You can too. So yeah. If you just go to YouTube, type in 1080 the fan.
No, thanks.
Yeah, Rob's out. He's not.
Barrier of entry too high.
Yeah. I do.
I'm going to jump in there, though.
I jump in every now and then.
One of these days.
I watch the chat, and every now and then I chime in. But someone said. Yeah, this is silly talk from a sports radio broadcast. You haven't worked a true corporate job. Try working up the ladder. Why do you think happiness declines even at 100K? It starts to do it with the stress of work and life, which may be something to that. Like, you work your way up and it becomes more of a pain in the ass.
But again, the climbing the ladder thing is something that we all think we have to do. You don't. There are a lot of different ways to get to the finish line.
Yeah.
You don't have to climb the corporate ladder.
Well, and I do
That seems miserable to me.
Well, and I know some people that have actively turned down promotions because the juice isn't worth the squeeze.
For sure.
Yeah.
Another text, happiness is different for different people. By the way, the topic, the theme here has been money and happiness.
Yeah.
Happiness is different for different people. We all know someone who's only happy when they're bitching about everything.
Yes.
Boy, that's true. We all know that guy.
100%.
Truly happy people have awesome experiences that cost nothing. That's what...
Yeah, but sometimes awesome experiences cost things, too.
Yeah, even if they're not super expensive, having the money to do an experience is important.
Well, it's like the guy who said he had an accounting professor that said, money doesn't buy happiness, but it allows you to search for it in much better places.
Yeah, that's
it
good.
It is true. I am very fortunate. Like, but I tell people, because I travel a bunch, but I travel on a real budget.
You're
like,
balling on a budget.
I do ball on a budget. I tell you, a lot of times people ask, like, where I go is based on where I can get good value. Like, half the time, it's just airfare.
I'm this is exactly how my wife and I travel. People say, where are you going to go next? It's like, well, wherever we find a great deal that fits with our calendar.
I ended up in Iceland because it was $512 round trip direct flight. And I'm like, gentlemen, ladies, we're heading to Iceland.
We ended up in Tokyo because we got round trip from San Francisco for $400.
Damn right. So sometimes, you know, it's just, if you want to experience a different place, sometimes it's just a matter of where can you go? I mean, I want to go to that, what is it, like the Bora Bora, like those huts over the water. Yeah, it's like,
yeah, those look rad.
That's like $2,000 a night. So guess what? I'm going to find happiness doing something other than that.
Here's someone who works for the state, and they say my favorite is when people get upset that their unemployment checks are not the same as when they were working.
Yeah, I can see that.
Wow.
I'm now looking up quotes about money and happiness. This one says money can't buy happiness, but can make it can make you awfully comfortable while you're being miserable.
And what's the other one? I think it was a Daniel Tosh who does the money can't buy happiness, but it buys a jet ski. You ever seen anyone upset on a jet ski? You're like, eh, it's a valid point.
Money can't buy love, baby. That's a fact, but you can rent some.
You can buy love, 100%. You can buy a lot of love. And some good-looking love.
Dwayne says, Suk, you should tell us how it feels to own a $1,000 leather bag. How is it? We're all thinking that might be pretty nice.
Pretty.
Here's a guy who says, my wife, or my truck is a 99. My wife's van is an 09. We make about $85,000 gross for the household. We're doing fine.
Yep.
But then he said, the only thing that kills us is the kids' sports.
Yeah.
Hallelujah on that.
Yeah.
That ass is expensive.
That's why you punt on it. Sorry, kids.
Shove that straight up your little kid ass.
Well, I've told that story. I remember when I had to have the conversation with little Eisman. He was a good soccer player. And it was like he wanted to go on some, it was like the Timbers something or other, some sort of travel thing or whatever.
Timbers select team or something like that.
I don't know. Yeah. And like they invited him down to like play in some sort of tryout thing. I would say he was about like 9 or something. And they invited him to be on the team. And we had to have the... I was shocked at the price tag to that thing. I was like, whoa. And we had to sit down and have a talk and be like, buddy, like, you know, Christmas, like, we usually travel. We go to, like, Mexico or Hawaii. I'm like, you know, if this is something you really want to do, pal, like, we'll do it. And he was like, wait. He goes, I got to choose. And I was like, I don't mean to put that on you, bud. But, yeah, like, they play over the winter and these are the choice or whatever. So he's like, I can go learn to surf in Hawaii or Mexico like we go do. Or I can go play soccer, like, in Spokane. And I was like, yeah. And he's like, can I learn to surf? And I was like, I love you, son.
This exact same thing.
This is the best thing my kid has ever done.
That happened to me when I was 11. I played at like the soccer, like the select or premier level when I was 11. And the next year when I was 12, had the chance to do the same thing. But it was mandatory that all the kids show up to 2 August tournaments in like Santa Rosa and like Wairika or something like that. Yeah. And we were going to go to Hawaii. And I'm like... And my parents asked me the same thing. They're like, if you want to do this, we can set you up with some friends or whatever. And I'm like, no, I want to go to Hawaii with the family. Sorry.
We have a different approach in our house. Anytime Meat needed something as a youngster, I'd say, all right, load up the van. We're going to the win.
let's go.
Here we go.
Father of the year. The Asahi brand of parakeet is fantastic.
Here's $10,000.
Asahi.
See what you have when we leave.
Let's go.
And maybe you can afford what you're asking for. About that?
I love it.
You little S-head.
Then you tell you to shove it up as little kid, you know what.
Yeah, another guy says, I'm a teacher. Let me tell you, I'd be so much happier if I made more money, and nobody can tell me differently.
Yeah. See?
Yeah, well, people think that, but it truly is. I mean, dude, it's been studied.
It is.
It's not going to make you happier, but I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Most people think it will. All right, no Andrew Nemec tonight. He is out, hopefully back next week. We'll wrap it up next on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.